Growing Healthy Pigs podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Growing Healthy Pigs podcast. I'm Ingrid Potter, Key Account Manager for Pigs at MSD Animal Health UK. This is the podcast that talks about key industry news and updates within the pig sector. In this episode, we're giving a special preview of Leo Precision Farming, a new pig identification and data monitoring system launching soon in the UK. We'll be discussing the importance of tracking KPIs and traceability in the pig sector on a global scale and how this can be implemented at a farm level. We'll also talk about the benefits this will bring to producers in making farm management decisions while helping improve herd productivity, performance, and welfare. So if you're listening to us in the shed, tractor, or in your kitchen while you rustle up some dinner, get comfy and stay tuned. Data and traceability are hot topics within the pig sector and agri-food industry as a whole, with more eco-conscious consumers seeking high welfare and sustainable produce, making more informed choices in the food they purchase and consume. These demands filter through to the supply chain, resulting in integrators and processors putting increasing pressure on farmers to go above and beyond to produce high welfare livestock, to not only improve animal health, but also meet the needs of the retailer and consumer. A recent independent market research delving into data in our sector has highlighted some of the issues our producers face on a day-to-day basis. It isn't to say that we don't have data, there's plenty of data floating around. However, the biggest challenge is that we have few actionable insights coming out of that data. What we need is management actions driven by the data input, and we need to start to understand how we improve efficiencies and drive profitability by making our data really work for us. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by the founder and CEO of Leo, Peter Terlinde, to delve further into the topic of precision farming, pig identification, and data monitoring. Peter, thank you so much for joining us today. It would be great if you could introduce yourself a little bit to our listeners, tell them about who you are and what you're doing.
I'm very, very proud to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me. Peter Terlinde, that's the Dutch way to pronounce it. And we founded Leo about 8 years ago with the goal to have a, not even do just a full traceability system, but to give people more inside information about the growing life cycle of a pig. So that's kind of the goal for us. How can we collect as much data as we can to learn from it in operation and to use that later on in the supply chain to grow more efficiently and give certain claims to end users. So that's been the goal from us from Leo. We're a fairly small company and based in the Netherlands, very technically oriented people. And we're working together with our people in the field to help us to explore this. And we're selling Leo to the commercialization through MSD and Merck. We're doing this worldwide right now.
Fantastic, Peter. What a great introduction. Thank you. Now, before we get started, because it's something that people keep asking me and I want to get the story correct, can you tell our listeners today, what does Leo stand for?
L-E-O, Leo is a, with one E, is a very, very old Dutch name. And it was given to the brave ones back in the days. And we considered ourselves being brave because if you look at the history from myself and the people that work here, we are not from the industry. So we are very technically oriented people. We are not coming from the ag industry in that sense. Yeah. So we found ourselves being brave to try something new in an industry we did not know. And the extra E stands for the people and the partners that work together with us. It's a devotion to them because they trust what we do. They believe in what we do. And to kind of honor the fact that they went on board with us, we added the extra E to the name and the logo. So that's where the name comes from.
Thank you for sharing, Peter. I just think that's such a beautiful story. And I wanted to make sure it was heard right by our listeners. So thank you for sharing. So let's dive into a little bit deeper view of what Leo exactly is. So in your own words, can you really describe to our listeners, what is Leo Precision Farming and how does it practically work on farm, particularly with how production systems are managed kind of over here in the UK? We're a little bit of a unique system, as you know.
We as Leo, we support all forms of operations in that sense. Our system is built in a way that adapts to certain different ways of raising pigs in that sense. The way it works, if you look really look at it from an operational perspective, is we put the tags in as close to the birth date as possible, because from that specific point, you know from the animal who's the mother breed, who's the father breed, and you know the date of birth. So you're actually starting with like an individual animal passport, and that's kind of the key motivation of us. So we want to keep this process as simple as possible. So we have created an app that you use inside of your operation that connects to a reader. So you apply the AirTag, you scan the AirTag, and everything, all the data collection, mostly is done automatically, simply because of the workflow procedures that we build into the app. So that's kind of the way you start working with Leo. And there are ways to collect weights in that process. You can literally everything you want to have registered on the animals, like vaccinations, movements. The animals get sick, the diseases, the treatment plans you have, all those data points that you would normally see in a regular system is also recorded through Leo. It's all done in a digital manner. So you're not working with paper anymore. You're guided through your day through the Leo app. It tells you exactly what to do at what point in time and what day. And when your work is done, your work is done. So you don't need to go back to your management system to input those records. Everything is recorded digitally, so your work day is over in that sense. So that helps a lot to engage on the technology part and also make it part of your process, because during data collection, Leo guides you through processes, visualizes parts of information. Are animals behind? Are animals sick again? When do we need to treat them again? All those reminders and stuff is all triggered into the complete Leo system.
And I think that's really key, Peter, what you're talking about there, because what I've always said, and as I talk to our producers in the UK about Leo, it's not that we have a lack of data in the UK. It's very much this idea of we spend all this time putting all this fantastic data into a system and we don't get a lot out. So I think what I'm finding from Leo, this idea of, as you've just pointed out there, everything, the system tells you what needs to do. What needs to be done on this day. These pigs need to be inseminated. These pigs need to be vaccinated. So for me, I think that's just as you've described there, it's very exciting about what it could be doing and the output it could be having, rather than just all of us putting the input in. One of the things that, you know, I'm asked a lot about, you know, we've had some ear tags in our system before. We've not had an awful lot of success. We tend to have a lot of losses of the ear tags. Could you tell us a little bit about the actual hardware and what makes this special?
To get a system that follows an animal from birth all the way to slaughter means something, because what you do is you're relying on elements to work at any point of time. So apps need to be operational, tags need to be in there, scanners need to function. So all those elements need to work, because we're talking about a supply chain solution. The tag goes in close to birth, and it gets out when it's in the slaughter plant. That's kind of the idea that we have. So getting the right tag is very, very important. And we did a lot of research and a lot of trial and error on that. I think there are more than 50 early revisions of the tag that we are currently wow. using. And retention rates is very, very important. And retention rate means that the tag quality needs to be good. It needs to be a lightweight tag, but very importantly, to be placed at the right position in the ear and at the right time. A lot of people think, well, if I place the tag in later in life, then it's probably going to last longer. And actually, it's not the case, because what you will see if the tag is put in close at birth, the animal actually gets used to those tags. So they don't start chewing on them, and it's not something new. If you put them in like weaning, all those pigs are like, oh, that's something new, let's see how that tastes like, and then they rip it out of the ears, because that's how it works, right? So those things are very important, to get the right tag, get the right technology, and training on the proper placement. And we're getting retention rate from 98% plus even after going through the slaughtering process. So that's fairly high.
That's really incredible, Peter, because I think this has certainly been some of the reservations I've heard from our farmers here in the UK, that they've tried to tag piglets before, and as you say, they've kind of fallen out and they just have no retention. So to be honest with you, it's a big investment if you then lose 40% of your tags through the production system. So
oh, yeah.
I think that's this is what you've really said there, the importance should be on correct placement of the tags. And how are our farmers putting these tags in?
We say you have to put the tag close to the ear, like one third from the head of the, if you look at the size of the ear. The reason behind that is when it's closer to the ears, it's less exposed. But it's kind of counterintuitive because what you would normally do is I'm gonna take it away from the head because then the animal is and it bothers him less or her less. That's actually not the case. So that placement is a little bit counterintuitive when you start, but once you see the results of that way of working, it's an absolute no-brainer. So you apply them like any other tag. There's nothing you have to do about it. The tags by themselves, you don't have to activate them. You don't have to turn them on or anything. They're passive technology tags, as they call it. So they only get activated when there's a reader close by who reads them.
Really interesting. And another thing that our farmers might be interested in, I mean, this is EID technology, and we put the EID part of the tag, correct me if I'm wrong, I might be saying the wrong thing, but you put the EID part of the tag inside the ear, don't you? And some of our farmers might be a little bit concerned, like, do we definitely get 100% readability from doing this?
Yeah, that's a very good point. That's the next counterintuitive part in that sense is yes, indeed we do. And without getting too technical, but when you create an electronic ear tag, there's an antenna inside. And that antenna is tuned towards a certain perfect ratio against the reader. And what we've done, we've tuned this in a pig environment. So we know the placement of the tag. We know it's close to the pig. So it's tuned in a way, it doesn't really matter if it's you put it on the outside or the inside, you get the same readability. We have no problem reading through the ear or anything like that. The technology is specially designed to work in that way.
Brilliant. No, thank you. Thank you for putting that to bed, Peter, because I see it is something that I was thinking about. How does it actually work? So that's great to know. A little bit now thinking about how the technology works, because as we say, we've talked about the ear tag goes into the ear, we scan it with a little reader, it pulls all the information onto this app that you're talking about, which I've seen, it's phenomenal, it's really easy to use. A lot of our farmers at the moment will be thinking, oh, yeah, but do you know what? I'm out in the middle of a field. Miles and miles from nowhere, is this really going to work, or am I going to be stuck with a load of pigs that I can't scan and I can't collect the data from?
One of the first things when we designed Leo is understanding the fact that we designed it. If we have internet connection or anything present there, it's a nice to have, but we do not rely on it. For us, it's very, very important that not even the app and the system, but the entire, as we call, ecosystem around it has to function in the middle of nowhere, in whatever conditions. So the readers we use, they are waterproof. You can dump them in a pile of water. It doesn't really matter. They're very ruggedized and they can withstand those environments. The Leo app by itself isn't, you do not need to be connected to the internet. All the information about the animals are physically on your phone or tablet when you're working in that environment. If there is no internet connection, it does not matter. You can do all your work. You can access all your information. And as soon as you have a cellular reception, you or a Wi-Fi connection or whatever, we send out that information and we update that into the private Leo cloud. So then it's accessible to the cloud. But if you're doing your work, it doesn't matter what environment you are in, it works everywhere. And we are doing this all around the world in very different situations, in middle of nowhere to in middle of cities to wherever we are, all around the world. So we have never had any complaints on data loss or not able to use Leo in whatever environment.
Whatever environment. That's really handy. So you heard that here, listeners. Don't panic. If you're out in the middle of that muddy field at 3 o'clock in the morning, you can still start collecting data from those pigs. So that's really great to know. One of the bits, and I had mentioned it before, about what's really exciting to me is this data output piece. So we've talked a little bit about now how we collect the data, we've talked about the app. But really behind that is the pièce de résistance. It is the cloud-based system that pulls in that data and analyzes it. Can you tell our listeners a little bit about how they can utilize the system to build it and really make a bespoke package around their farm?
We as Leo have done two things because we understand that collecting data is one thing, but being able to work with your data, that's the next step. And with most systems you see out there right now, they provide you with normal APIs and the basic reports and everything you get. And we also do that because we find that important. You want to be in an environment that you see data that you recognize, that you understand those KPIs are the same. So we do provide those reports. What we do on top of that is because we are collecting way more information throughout that life of that animal than any other system does. So what we've done is we've created a way to build your own dashboards and really deep dive into that data. So you can build your own KPIs and your own monitoring dashboards with all the individual data points that we have collected. And we've done it in a way that you can build those graphs and dashboards by yourself. And if you say, well, I'm not that good at data analysis, I'm not that tech savvy, we have farm coaches within your teams completely trained into how to use and set up those dashboards and learn from those data points, because that's what we want to do. We want to let you know, do a deep dive in what is the root cause of this problem? Why am I having this problem? What is the result if I go from a parity 5 to a parity 6? What is the actual effect of that? And you have to understand that when we follow animals from birth all the way to slaughter, and we link that information to the sow, normally after weaning, you have no idea about those piglets anymore. When you get slaughtered results back, it's like, yeah, it's pigs. We don't know who the mother or the father is. And within Leo, everything is connected. So we can relay that information back to the performance of the mother sow, of that genetic line or that location or whatever you have. So we can go from very detailed completely back to the root cause of the those problems. And that's kind of a unique aspect of what Leo does in relation to other somewhat traditional or more modern management systems. We go to the three levels deeper in those analysis capabilities.
Excellent. And I think it's great to hear. And I think this whole idea of being able to tailor each dashboard to what individual farms want, because I think all the systems at the moment, you know, it's very much like, here's your dashboard and everything's quite regimented and everything's quite, this is how everyone does it, so you'll do it the same. So I love this idea of this real bespoke piece for each individual. One of the things I do get asked quite a lot, and it would be great to hear it from you, like, how have you found in the Netherlands that the new Leo system feeds into kind of existing systems? Is this something that they need on top of the agri systems that they currently have in place, or can it replace the agri systems?
We have customers on both levels. So we have customers who have their existing management systems. They understand it, they know it, and we have ways to feed that information into those systems. That's one thing. And we have customers say, well, I like Leo better because it gives me more details and more insights, and I can learn more from that, from a deep dive. So they completely switch to Leo as their primary management system. We don't tell you to replace your management system. That's not our goal. We have a system that provides the experience that we believe is what the future of the industry should look like. You can make a decision by yourself how you see that. And that's kind of the way that we don't want to push anything out of it. It's we can feed information to other systems, or you can say, this is going to be my permanent system. We are open to whatever. But you have to realize that once people start looking at data points, and especially the fact that with Leo, because you know when the animal's being born and you know when the animal's going to slaughter, you know the exact age of the animal, which is fairly difficult to do if you don't follow that animal all the way through. So, and if you record those weights later on and you get those slaughter weights back from a slaughter company, if you're looking about like an integration as we've done here in the Netherlands, you can actually make a very detailed live growth calculation because you know exactly what age it was, you know exactly what weight it was at slaughter. So you can combine those data points and make way better decisions during the growing process, because getting pig at the right weight is not your end goal. It's getting at the right weight at the right time. And we add that time aspect into the management. And that is a shift that people, once they see that, you can see them completely rearranging their organizations. Once they see that age aspect, they say, oh, wait a minute. This is where I get my efficiency from. And The best way to do it, and we've done that here in the Netherlands, is that if you integrate this entire process, and I can give you an example. Here we have farms, sow farms selling piglets to fattener's, the fattener selling these piglets to a slaughterhouse. How that information flow normally goes is that the slaughterhouse gives like this this transport of animals and the technical results, the slaughter results back to to the fattener. And they look at it and they say, yeah, okay, that's nice information. Thank you so much. And be done with it. But with Leo, this all goes automatically. So they digitally receive back that information. And if they have a good relationship with the sow farm, they can even relay that information back to the sow farm. So the sow farmer can see the performance of the fattening pigs, who was owned by another organization, to see how they performed. And that's kind of that type of collaboration that takes some discussions and some time, because we're sharing data with other partners throughout the chain. And that's something you need to talk about. And Leo does not do that by itself. You have to set that up as a user. We have multiple ways of doing it. We do not share any data throughout any supply chain. But if you want to, you can definitely learn from that. You can see more of our users wanting that experience, being part of a supply chain, than just looking at my own silo of data.
No, I love that. And this is where I'm thinking, certainly to myself, when I was listening to the training that we've all been through about Leo, that have you got people that are finding that the actual slaughter data is influencing breeding decisions now? Has it become quite as clear as that?
One of our bigger customers is a large slaughterhouse in the Netherlands. They have went through all the individual animal data, and they found out that a certain combination of breeds has a 5-day lesser throughput in general. So they
Wow.
talk to the genetic companies and tell them, can you provide us animals with these breeding values? Because they give higher efficiency to our entire chain. So they are actually introducing their own genetics to the market, knowing that they comply to the wishes being distilled from the data analysis that they've done. So it's a big data analysis guiding them towards making better decisions towards the future and just selecting their own genetics. So that's been a huge, huge step forward to also into a collaboration between those companies and including your company within those decisions. And that's what we want to do.
And I think that's incredible, because with costs, we all know what costs are like on farm, feeds at an all-time high, you know, we've got energy at an all-time high. I think those making those sort of efficiencies are really critical. I mean, have you had any personal testimonials from some of your farmers? Because we've got to, you know, Leo is not a free system. The ear tags are, you know, an extra cost to our farmers. Can you give us or share with us any stories about how they justify that extra cost on farm?
We
I'm
had a
assuming.
farmer wanting to sell, it was going to sell his piglets to a fattener. 2 days before, three of those piglets died. He couldn't really find the cause of it, but so he collected those carcasses. Next day, they went on transport. When the transport arrived at the fattener location, during transport, two more pigs died. So they collected those carcasses. They had the vet there, they had the feed consultant there, and they were opening the carcass, looking at the inside, see what's going on, what's the cause here. And they had all these plans in place. You need to have this, you need to have this additive to feed, you need to change this, and that. So what the farmer did at some point, he just scanned those animals, and if it turns out they're all from the same mother. There was a
Wow.
genetic defect in that sow. So he called the sow, problem was solved, without introducing all those things that did not help him at all. And that is a key, that's a very, very key element on small things that we do not foresee when we build Leo, that this is information you could use. And of course, a very big one is, as I said before, is managing the perfect relationship between age and weight. That's where your pounds are coming from.
I think that was a perfect story, Peter, to really highlight to our listeners the benefit. Because let's face it, that sow might have only been on her third parity. And let's say that she continued doing that for the next three or four cycles. Well, actually, and those pigs continued to die. We have no visibility of that in our industry without tags. If our pigs were tagged with the Leo tag, it might actually be an option to remove the slap mark. Have you found that this might be an option within your systems?
Well, we're actually doing this right now. An example that we have here in the Netherlands, we have a similar process, not a slap mark, but we call this a slaughter tag, which is a tag that goes in the ear when they go on transport from the fattener to the slaughterhouse. And that has to be because the premise ID of the fattener is on there and there's a unique numbering on it. It's a tag you have to do in the stressful period of the pig already when they are being loaded in and sent out. So with Leo, we got it approved through a pilot procedure that we are in right now, is that if you use the Leo system and you make digital transportation documentation just by scanning the ear tag, you're not even saving time on the entire logistical part because you don't have to do all those things when they're on the backside of the truck. But you can do this previous, make those digital transportations and send them out to the slaughter. The slaughterhouse previously, before the animals even arrive, they know exactly what animals they're getting. They know exactly what type of claim, or did they have like antibiotic usage or whatever to make certain carcass claims or value claims down the value chain. But that information is already there. And it helps the farmer because if it's, let's say, an animal still within its withdrawal time, the Leo app actually notifies you. You cannot send this animal out. It's still within the withdrawal time. So those things, checks and balances, you can do when you're in that process. And we got that approved to not use those tags anymore and just have one tag for life, which
wow.
is, yeah.
That's a game changer, right? I mean,
it's been a huge game changer. You can see all the other parties who work in the Netherlands, they want something like this because everybody, it's the same issue, the same welfare issue everywhere, and we solved it.
And that was driven by, was that driven by a certain processor, or has it been driven with your local government agencies?
No, it's and I want to stress that very much. It's coming from the industry itself. We have a process that said, I want this higher welfare. We want to improve, we want to do better, and we want to get better. And the government is working with us, supplying the pilots and everything, and trying to rewrite laws to make this in a broader way possible. So they're very much helping us in that. But the initiative is coming from the industry. And I think that we can be very proud of that.
Extremely so. And it's something I've heard. And, you know, I was in a talk about a year ago now when we were talking about how kind of outdated the slap mark was. And then I say, when I hear that there might be the opportunity for removing that in our market, I think that, as I say, is a huge consideration for our processors over here. I wonder if you could tell us, Peter, a lot of my farmers over in the UK here do use automated feed systems. I wonder at this point, do you have any farmers in the Netherlands that have actually linked those kind of feeders into the Leo system?
Yes. But that's a very straight, simple answer. We have ways to implement that data in an automated way, in a manual way. It kind of depends on what type of feeding system you have and how connected that system is. But we import feed records, we import weight records from those systems. So yeah, absolutely, we have those customers up and running right now with that data automatically flowing into Leo. And when you scan an animal in your app, you can actually see those growth curves occurring. You can see the shark teeth curve of a sow through its lifespan. So those data points are fully integrated in our system. Absolutely.
That's incredible. And I think this is one of the benefits of Leo. You know, when we hear how much data can be linked, you know, we're going to have, as you say, a fully integrated system. And it does have the opportunity, by the sounds of it, to be a full replacement for their farm systems, if that were a choice of our producers. So, Peter, you've talked about the slaughterhouses and how they've really adopted the Leo system. Can you tell us what really drove that change? Why did they choose the Leo system?
That's a good question. They we can see that they were actually motivated on two levels. One is they wanted to have a commitment to the farmer supplying them with the right and the best animals, right? So that's one thing. So it's if they provide them a system that helps them to improve their operation, and with that operation improvement also delivering data that confirms their claims, those things are valuable for them. So one is the production and helping their customers to grow their own business. And on the other hand, of course, there's also commercial benefit for them, because they can see right now that consumer behavior is changing quite a lot. And they're getting more and more demands on, you can say you have something, but I want you to prove it to me. You can say that this animal didn't have antibiotics. You can say that this is a low carbon footprint animal, or you can say this is non-GMO. This, you can say it's coming from that location, but can you prove it to me? And for that, you need that type of data. So what those customers do when the carcasses, well, when the animals arrive there and the carcasses are going through the slaughter process, they are separating those carcasses out based on the criteria of the concepts they're trying to sell to the customers. And with those concepts, they can have certain claims and they can back it up by data. So they can say, we are absolutely sure that those animals are coming from these farms with these labels, with yes or no antibiotics, because we register everything on individual level and we connect the ear tag to the hook IDs through the slaughter process. We can fully integrate into the slaughter lines to use that data. So for them, of course, and that's a higher value. They can sell those concepts to different all around wherever for different values. So it's a double motivation for them to use it.
That seems such huge value to them. How does it work, Peter, with the data? Because we've already talked about data and data ownership, and any data that's collected on farm very much belongs to the farmer. So has there been a huge behaviour shift here then with, did the producers work more closely with their farmers to share data?
Yes, that's, I think the right answer is they're working way more closely from a data perspective. But before you can do this, you have to talk to each other and say, I would like to have access to that and that parts of your data. I don't have the right to sell it. I don't have the right to do whatever it. I just need it to get a claim. And you need to get those contracts in place between all the involved parties, because it's very important because we believe the data owner is the data owner. We as Leo don't change anything on that. You own and you control your own data. But if you're willing to share this for specific purposes to further up in the chain, but also receive information back that you can learn from, you can help each other to grow. Because in the end, we all have the same goal. We want to grow healthy pigs as efficient as we possibly can. Everybody's the same goal. So once we keep that goal clear, we can work towards that by working together. So it's done remarkable things. And we've seen that people who are against it at first say, yeah, it's my data. And when they see, okay, it's your data, but we don't share it, the data doesn't actually grow in value because you don't add anything to it. Over time, they will say, yeah, I now I see what you mean, but I don't want them to sell my data. That is fine. I get that. Yeah, that's fine. That's just a matter of how do you work together? How do we agree to work together? And those things is just a matter of talking about data. And right now, it's a big subject, very big subject. Yeah.
Absolutely. And have you seen any, is there any monetary value then being passed back from the process? I mean, obviously, this is a huge benefit to them if they can say, like, well, we can actually respond in real time to our consumer demands. Are they engaging from a monetary sense to compensate the producers?
I can give you an example. We had one of our slaughterhouses, customer of ours, they called a customer of them and told them, your climate in this room is off. We can see that the animals hitting the slaughter lines have more lung problems than the other ones have. You have to change your climate computer. He did, and the problem was solved.
Wow.
And he didn't know that. So that's the type of collaboration you can get if you share data.
That's incredible. And I think that just serves to highlight how, when we talk about pinpointing the pain points within your system, that is just something that we don't have the ability to do without individualized pig data. So I think that's a really lovely story to highlight the financial benefits, not only to the processor, but to our producers as well. Because more pigs out the door, healthier, faster growing pigs, means more revenue, which is really important at this time. So Peter, thank you ever so much for joining us today. It's been a fantastic conversation. I've really enjoyed getting to know a little bit more about our system. I hope our listeners have really engaged and are excited about seeing Leo come to the UK. It's really fascinating to discuss and share how UK pig herds and the pork supply chain is set to be revolutionised from the introduction of ear tagging and monitoring data digitally by using Leo Precision Farming. Thank you for listening to the Growing Healthy Pigs podcast. To find out more about Leo and all we've discussed in this episode, visit the MSD Animal Health Hub at www.msd-animal-health-hub.co.uk/pigs. You'll also find a sign up to our British Pig and Poultry Fair Breakfast Leo Lunch event on the 15th and 16th of May 2024, where you'll be able to interact directly with the equipment and engage with our Leo specialists from around the globe. So check it out and sign up. Don't forget to subscribe to and review the podcast on your chosen platform and follow us on LinkedIn for regular updates in the British pig industry. See you next time.
The Growing Healthy Pigs podcast.